It is March of 1932, and I, Sam Kersey,
and I, Leo Marks, are reporters for the Scottsboro Times. We are here today on this podcast discussing and recapping the events of the Scottsboro Boys trial.
On March 25th, 1931, nine young Negro men were arrested after a fight broke out with a couple of white teenagers on a train to Memphis.
They were first arrested because of the fights with charges for assault, but later on two women, Ruby Bates and Victoria Price, spoke out saying they were raped by these men on the train.
These nine men, all within the ages of 13 through 20, and all African American, allegedly raped the two victims on a train near Scottsboro, Alabama, where they got the notorious name of the Scottsboro Boys.
That next day, the boys were nearly lynched by a mob of approximately 100 people near the jail in which they were located at.
Their trial then started in April of 1931, where Clarence Norris, Charlie Weems, Hayward Patterson, Olin Montgomery, Ozzie Powell, Willie Roberson, Eugene Williams, and brothers Roy and Andy Wright were faced by Judge A.E. Hawkins and an all-white jury.
At the trial, there was a hung jury, yet they pleaded guilty by an indecision of Judge Hawkins, and eight of the nine boys were sentenced to death by electric chair.
As the trial ended, many spoke out saying this case reminded them of the one in To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes, an American classic novel written by Harper Lee. Most say the book is inspired by this case. In the novel, a black man named Tom Robinson goes to trial for allegedly raping a young white woman named Mayella Yule. Mayella Yule accused Tom Robinson of raping and taking advantage of her after he was asked to do one simple task, to fix a door. Mayella had her father's support throughout the trial. Tom Robinson is quite similar to the Scottsboro Boys. A lynch mob goes after him, much like the one we saw last year at the Scottsboro trial, and he is faced by an all-white jury.
Was Tom Robinson pleaded guilty?
He was indeed, just like the Scottsboro Boys. However, evidence proved otherwise. He did not have a viable left hand. It was badly injured as a kid. Yet the black eye the victim Mayella had looked as though it was given by a left-handed person because it was on the right side of her face. Robinson's lawyer, a man with the name of Atticus Finch, tried to prove that it was Mayella's father, Bob Yule, who hit her because he was left-handed.
Sounds very similar to the Scottsboro Boys, the Scottsboro trial. We just learned this month from Ruby Bates that the boys may not have been guilty. She admitted that she had lied about being raped. However, the Alabama Supreme Court is still continuing with this seven of the convictions.
Indeed. Many do argue, though, that the only reason the Scottsboro Boys were convicted was because of the color of their skin, and this is also shown through the Tom Robinson case.
During Atticus's final statement, he asked the jury to not take color into account, because at the time, no matter what evidence was shown, it was very likely he would have been proven guilty either way. He also stated while trying to convince the jury that if Tom Robinson was a white man, they would not even be in the trial because of the reliable evidence against Mayella's accusations.
This relates to the Scottsboro trial because even with Ruby Bates denying that she was ever raped, they are still planning on continuing the Scottsboro Boys' punishments.
Showing that within both trials, the color of the defendant is what made them lose.
The two trials are very similar because of the reaction of the outside community, where both tried to lynch the defendant before they could even fight for themselves in trial.
The final outcomes were each were pleaded guilty.
And the reason behind their verdict, the color of their skin.
Thank you for watching the Scottsboro Times, and we will continue to update with more news on the trial.